We end up Zayin Amud Beis. We have two more Tosfos to learn on the Gemara. The Gemara brought down a memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Roma Rabbi Yochanan Dvar Teira Filo Aseiles Bei, for Tvulyain de Balkeri to enter Machna Leviya, Arabayis, there's not even a say. It's only midivre rabbonon shenema vayamoy yeshofot bekal Yehuda lifnei achotzer achadoshe. My chotzer achadoshe omar rabbi shechitshu bo dvorim bomru tvu yoim lo yikoneis lemachna leviyah. Let us see Tosfos shechitshu bo dvorim bomru tvu yoim al yichnes lemachna leviyah. Ve'im taima. So Tosfos asks, Minolei shechitshu mitvul yoim. How does the Gemara know that the chiddush was in a tvul yoim? Dilma chitshu mitomei meis atzmei. Maybe they were machadish that a tomei meis is also. It would seem that the Gemara knew there was zicher a chiddush of Yehoshaphat, that it was a takone chadoshe, but how does the Gemara know that the chiddush was by a tvul yoim? Maybe they were machadish a tomei meis. A tomei meis is mutter min atoiren machne leviye. We learn out from Atzmos Yosef that even a meis is mutter b'machne leviye. Maybe they were machadish that a tomei meis is also. The Yeshloimer, the Mashmalei Shaleichitshu, Ella ala Chotza. That the whole Chiddush was only Negeya the Chotza. The Chotza, Aino Ezra's Noshim, Kidemuchech Biyecheskel, Bilu Tomei Meis, Oser Afilu Bechel. And a Tomei Meis is Oser Afilu Bechel, that is before the Chotza. So Al Kolchoch, we have to say that the Chiddush was in Tvul Yoim. And a Tvul Yoim is also Be'ezras Noshim, that was Nischadish by Yehoshaphat. Va'omar, then we hear in the Gemara, Va'omar Ule Matam, Hoyil Ve'huta Litzaratoi Huta Likiruyei. Ule was Machadish, that we say, Bias Miktis Shmo Bia. Just to refresh our memory, we had here in the Baraisa said that if you had a Metzorah that was Roa Keri B'Yom Shmini, and it was Erev Pesach, and we would very much want he should be able to be Metayer himself in order to eat the Korban Pesach B'Erev. So the Gemara said as follows, that there were two problems by Tvul Yoim de Balkeri. One problem was, how does he get into Harabayis? Harabayis is also, or as Rasnoshim is also, as we just mentioned, it is also either Minatayre or Midarabonam. That was one problem. And that problem was easily solved, because we said, Yovi Yasei Sheyesh Bekoris, the Esef Korban Pesach, was doiche either an Esef Deraisa or an Esef Derabonim. The problem was, but there's another problem. The Knesis Bohenes, how is this Betzaira, who was also a Balkeri, how is he mutter to be Machnes, the Bohenes, in Ezra's Yisrael? So, Lulei Divrei Ule, we read the Bach, on Ois Beis that explained, Lulei Divrei Ule, there's no problem, because Bias Mikzis Loi Shmo Bia. So this Knise into Ezra's Yisrael is Bechlal not problematic, because Bias Mikzis Loi Shmo Bia. Now, Ule had a problem, because Ule held that Bias Mikzis Shmo Bia. So now we have here a Knise in Ezra's Yisrael, and this Knesset in Ezra's Yisrael is Mechayiv Koris. We cannot say that Yovei Esa Sheyesh by Koris, and it should be Matre this Esa, because the head is also Koris. So, how is this permissible? So, Va'oma Ule Matam, Hoyel Behuta Litzaratoi, Huta Likiruye. So, Ule was Machadish, a Lomdis of Hoyel Beishtari Ishtari. That Bemis in every Mitzayra also has a problem. How is he permitted to be Machnes by Noisov in Ezra's Yisrael? And the Torah was Mate for a Mitzayra. So there's a Svara is Oyel Vuhuta Litzaratoi, that in order to enable the Mitzayra to be Mitayr himself, the Torah was Mater the Iser Knise Bemitzes in Ezra's Yisrael, so the Torah will be matter if there'll be other obstacles in his way to prevent his Torah, the Torah will be matter those obstacles also. And that was the Svara of Ula Hoyo Vahuta Litzaratoi Huta Likiruye. Va'omar Ula Matam, now let us see Taisvit. So Taisvit says, Perish. Now what is Ula giving a reason? What is bothering Ula? Kiven the Bia B'mitzah Shmo Bia. Since Bia B'mitzah Shmo Bia is Matami Tiru Chachomim Lahachnis Yodov Lebohinis. Why is it Mutter? There is a Bia B'mitzah of a Tvul Yom de Balkeri, which is an Isa Sheyesh Beikoret. So he said this teretz of Hoyel. V'im toima, so Taisvis asks Akasha, v'kiven the Shmo Bia, since Ula holds Bias Mikzi Shmo Bia, v'afilo hochi shori miktsosoi mishum di evshe bin yinacha, the Torah was matil, this Bias Mikzis for the Mitzayre, because the evshe bin yinacha, Im kein kuloi nami lishteri. So let him go in already. V'yeshloime de loineche she yidche bias kuloi d'chsiv behedye v'lamigdosh loisovoi. Avo bia b'mikzis loiksiv behedye. Elo mehekeishe gom ala ula hosom. Ma negiye b'mikzis mo negiye av bia b'mikzis. Boy, the Shloima came in the Evshe, they be a bemitzis, im yichnas kulay chayiv midi dahave, ahoye loy derech tzoro oboloy ba'aruche. Let us explain what Taisvis is asking and what Taisvis is answering. Abuchanan in Kaivis Ha'ores explains this Taisvis as follows. Ula was machadish that bia b'miktzis shmo bia. Kavitzoris siminyutes. He holds bia b'miktzis shmo bia. So we can clear achekire. What is pshat in this? We can learn this halacha in two eifanim. One way we could learn the halacha is that be'emesin the iser is bias kuloi. That is the issa. What is pshat bia b'mitzah shmo bia? That the Torah was mechadish, that if he went in his b'mitzahs, ki'ilu bo kuloi. The issa is bias kuloi. There's no issa of bias b'mitzahs. That bia b'mitzahs mitzad miktsosoi, there's no issa, because the issa is bias kuloi is the issa. Velamigdosh loy savoy, and that means be a skuloy. No, Ule has a limud that if a person makes a bias mitzis is ki'ilu, the Torah was machshiv this, ki'ilu bokuloy. That is one way we can learn pshat. We can learn a different way pshat. We can learn pshat that bias mitzis alone is also. He has a limud. He has a limud that a bias mitzis is also mitzad the bias mitzis. So there are two ways we can learn pshat. So if we learn according to the second way, that bias, there's an issa of bias mitzis, So that's pshat in Tosfos second teretz. So Tosfos says, "Va'oydei shloime kiven de evsha yedei bia b'miktzus im yichnes kulay chayiv midadav ha'yalei derech tzara b'alei baruch." The halacha is, if a person became nitman the Beis Hamikdash. So the halacha is as follows. The Rambam God explains this halacha very clearly. He says, if a person became tummy in the Beis Hamikdash, and he has to get out. He can't remain there. So he has two ways to get out. He has a derech tzora and derech arucha. So the Rambam says, if he starts walking out from the derech tzora, he can walk out Ekev Mitzad Goydel, and it can take him the whole day. But he's walking out. He's not permitted to be Shoye Betume. He's walking out. That's all he has to do. Le'idach Gisa, the Rambam says, if this person will run out with the Derech Aruche, but he'll run out, he'll make it much quicker running with the Derech Aruche, then a normal person could walk out from the Derech Tzorah. And he gets out, so he's chayef. He has to go out the Derech Tzorah. He has no right to go to Derech Aruche. It is not a time element. It's a different halacha. You have to go out the shortest way. That is the halacha. So Memele Sotaisve says, and if he goes out a longer way, so he's chayef. So Tosfos says, if a person made a bias mikzas, so that's also a bia, that's called a bia betume, but he had the efsharis, the possibility, that means he could make two bias. He has to be machnes by noisav. He can make a bias kuloi, and he can make a bias mikzas. Both are also minatayra. But if you could avoid this hiluch, so memele you mechuyev to avoid it, you chayev. So memele, that is pshat in Tosfos second teretz. Tosfos in the second teretz owes that bias mikzas, that a mikzas is... Amitzis is also mitzad atzmai. So Tosfos says, he's mechuyev to make a bias mitzis, he's not permitted to make a bias kula. Tosfos in the first teretz learned that a bias mitzis mitzad atzmai is not also. A bias mitzis is also ki'ilu bo kuloi. So Tosfos couldn't say this teretz, because everything is a bias kulay. So Tosfos says, but this says beferish, and this is not beferish. This is a hekish. So memele, that means the halach is bias mikzas is also, it's keilu bo bikulay. This is keilu, this is mamish bo bikulay. So if a person has an alternative, he should make the keilu bo bikulay, the mamish bo bikulay. L'chayre, that is pshat in the first teretz of Tosfos. But now let's get into the sugya. So Ula said that a metzayre that was lo keri b'yoy mashmini, he's permitted to make a bias mikzis, even though he's a balkeri also. And the lomdus is oil v'ishtari ishtari. So the Gemara says, so if there's such a musig of Hoyl v'ishtari ishtari, so now I have a teretz why we need the Oleho to tell her that the mitzvah of Yibum is not doicha achais isha. Without the Oleho, I would think that Hoyl v'ishtari ishtari, that since the Eishes Och becomes mutter by every Yibum, so if there are other obstacles that are preventing the Yibum, it also should become mutter. The Torah was mata the Eishes Och to make possible there should be a mitzvah Yibum. So if there'll be another obstacle, be an achis isha, so that there'll be mata it also in order to enable him to make mitzvah Yibum.
So that's why Nidaleo, that you don't say Oyel v'ishtari yishtari. That was the Gemara's terrors. So the Gemara says, Midomi l'da'ula, you're comparing Yibum to the case of Ula. That means, if first the brother married her, and then later the Yova married the sister, and then the Ashes Ochiv became an Achis Ishem. So the first was an Ashes Och, and later she became an Achis Ishe. So then we can say the Migu Dishtaroi Isa Ashes Och. The Isa Ashes Och, which was Chal first, which came first. So Migu, this becomes Mutter B'mokim Yibum, Ishtaroi Nami Isa Achis Ishe. Elo, no so chai. But what is the first she became an Achis Isha? V'achar kach no so meis. And then she became an Isha soch. Isa Achis Isha kodim. So then the Isa Achis Isha came first. So there is no svov hoil v'ishtari. Hoil v'ishtari is only if the first Isa becomes mutel. So we say, since we were matter the first Isa, we're matter the second Isa. And now the Gemara continues, and this is also not so poshut. Vafilu noso meis nami, afilu, at first she became an Ashes Och, and later she became an Achis Isha, so it depends. Tinach eichad noso meis umeis. That if first she became an Ashes Och, and then the brother died, so then the Ashes Och became Mutter. And then, after the Nefila, she became an Achis Isha. The Chazi lay the Beini Beini. She, in the meantime, had become Mutter to the Yavam. The Ashes Och became Mutter Bishas Nefila. And later she became an Achis Isha. So we'll say this Svara. Hoyl v'ishteri yishteri, since the Ashes Och became mutter l'tzorch mitzvah yibum, u'adin d'achis isha, which became about later, also be mutter. Elo noso meis v'loy meis, but if it was noso meis, if first she became an Ashes Och, v'loy meis, and as yet he did not die, v'achar kach noso chai, and then afterwards, she became an Achis Isha. Bechaye Yochiv. So, at the present time, the Ishesoch had never become Mutter. Lo Yechaz Yelei Klau. So she never became Mutter. The Ishesoch never became Mutter. Bishas Nefile, she's an Achis Isha also. Is me loy moide ule, isn't ule moide, shimro keri beleil shmini. If this mitzoyre, leil shmini would have been a roye keri. Sheimachnis yodov lebohoines, then ule will also be moide, that he doesn't have a heter to be machnis yodov lebohoines. Shelo yotza bishosh iruye lovi bakoman, never came a time that the Isa Metzaira became Mutter. When the Shebashoshi Ruyalavi Bakoban, when there was the time to bring the Koban, he never had a Shas Heter. Because when it came Yom Shmini, he was a Balkari also. So the Batumis Kari was Meineya him from the Knesses Bohines. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, so if you're saying that the only reason we need Oleho is that we shouldn't say the Svar of Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari, the only time we could say the Svar is if first she became an Ashes Och, and then the brother died. So then she fell a Yibum, so the Isar Ashes Och had become Mutter, and then later she became an Achis Isha. So then we could say the svara, he'll be ishtir ishti, but in any other case, Bechlau, we don't say such a svohel v'yishteri yishteri. So the Gemara answers, fine. Eloki yitzterech ole oheicha de nosa meisa meisvacha kach nosacha. You're right. But for such a case, we would say hoel v'yishteri yishteri. So memele, the posik oleho, that is coming to tell us, if a yevom is an achis isha, there's no mitzvah yibum, the posik is coming to tell us, in the case of nosa meis o meis, v'achar kach nosa chai, so if the lomdes of hoel v'yishteri yishteri v'achis isha should become mutter, so the posik wrote oleho to tell us that it does not become mutter. But I see Rashi. Tina cheicha de noso hameis es eisho zu tchila. The nasi so eishis ha'ach alza she first became an eishis ach. Va'achar kach noso chayes ach hoiso. Then the brother went and married her sister. V'nitois v'iser achis isha al yevemto. And then they became an isachis ishtoi. And then when the brother died, the Yisareishis Och, which was Chal first, became Muta, Ishtaroi Nami Achisisha Mulcha, so then the Achisisha will also become Muta Kedula. The Omaho Yulvuhuta Litzaratoi, since the Yisar, the Knesset's Bohinis became Mutter for the Mitzayre, Shirishoyne, Utalakiruye, Shiachroinem, Elonoso Hachai. But what is if first the brother went and married Ishtai Tchila? Va'om the Olavisar Achaisisha, and then her sister became Osar Alzachaisisha. Va'achar kach noso Ochiv Ameis, and then the brother went and married her. V'nitoisiv iser eishes och, and then she became an eishes och. So the eishes och came after the iser achis isha was chal. Is iser achis isha kodim? So the iser achis isha came first. V'af al gav duhuta iser achin. So Philo will say that the eishes och will become mutter. But the Iser Achis Isha will remain betokvai. Here you can say that since the latter Iser became Mutter, so who had been the previous Iser will become Mutter. And then the Gemara continues. And Afilu in the first case, Afilu Noso Meis Nami Bereshe, the kodem lay Iser Eishesach, that Iser Eishesach came first, is also lay domi l'diule. The hosom haroye keri b'shmini shaloi, in the case of Ule, when he was haroye keri b'yem shmini, kvar hoye mutter me Iser harishe in kodem riyesakerim. So the Iser of Knisus Bohinis mitzad metzoyre, became mutter misheheir hamizrach. V'hochi nami, tinech eiche de nosa meis umeis tchilem. V'hutar isa ishes arneshesach became mutter v'achar kach nosa chayesach oison ben. The Yovan married her sister. So memela, since the eishes ach had become mutter, and now a new obstacle is in his way, now she became an achis isha, so we'll say, oil v'ishteri ishteri. Elonoso meis v'loi meis, but if first the brother married her, and he did not die, achenoso chayes achoiso, till the Yovo married her sister, holo yischazoi klau, so bechaye hameis, she never was roi to the Yovo. Umilei moide ule bechiai gavne, isn't ule moide in a similar case, shimro keri belel yem shmini, if the metzaire would have been roi keri belel yem shmini, shein machnis yodo mochile bohinis mishim keri, he will not be permitted to be machnis by noisa, mishim keri de ma'akiv olei, oyo belayotza mitzarata, there never was a time that he als mitzad mitzayre leshoharuya labos kabonaisav. Mitzad mitzayre, there never was a time that he was right to bring his kabonis. And with the knesses behind us, the kaidim shuta mitzarate ball of carry, so that prevented his afsharus to be machnes by noisa. Ochi garsinik it's the cholel nosa meiso meis vachakach nosa. I said Moshe zainachanam. The pasuk we need in such a case nosa meiso meis vachakach nosa chay. Let us see Taisvis. Mi loy moide ule boho, shimro keri beler shmini, ein mach shem machnes yodav lebohines. So Taisvis says, ktsas koshe, de minole de moide ule boho. How did the Gemara know this? There's a seder that, l'chere oil vishtir zalom this, the Torah was matar reish esoch. So the Torah was also matter the other obstacles. Who says this Abseida that the Deishasach was first and Deishasach became Mutter, and then since it became Mutter, maybe there's such a this Aseida I'll be history. Deishasach the Torah was matter Mokim Yibum. Achilik if it came first, if it came second. How does the Gemara know this? The Gemara brings a Rai from Balkeri. Avshen Chanami, Balkeri also say, Hoyul v'ishtri yishtri. Why is it so posher to the Gemara? If he first became a Balkeri, you won't say Hoyul v'ishtri yishtri. Begam bepeiri kol apsulim, the mahadar ule leman de porich lei mahach bereise. The Gemara says in Zvochim, Ula said that Bias Mitzah Shma Bia. That was the Chiddush of Ula. Bias Mitzah Shma Bia. So someone bombarded him with this kash. How could you say Bias Mitzah Shma Bia? It says a Metzoyre became a Balkeri. He's allowed to be Magnus as Boinus. No, Bias Mitzah Shma Bia. So how can he do this? He's a Balkeri. So Ula answered him, Umitunkha the Mitzaira, your Masui, your Mayradike Kasha that you asked from Mitzaira, Hoyul Vahuta Litzarato. She told them, Hoyul Vahuta Litzarato, Tnamele Kiruyim. The Mashme, so what's that? Umitunkha, your Masui. The Mashme, Umitunkha, Mi Maso Sha'ata Bo Lahachbid Olof, the kasha that you want to ask on me, Ovirayosi Misham. You want to ask a kasha on me from over there? Fakir, there's a raya to me. Uma raya yeshla mina beray, so what's the raya? And if you hold bias mitzvahs, loishma bias, so there's something wrong with the braysa. The braysa is beautiful. V'nirel ha-rabeinu yitzok t'dayik ula midinoket v'ro keri boi bayoim. So no. It says, why does he have to say this? Who cares when he saw the keri? And if he saw the keri, Erev Yoim Shmini, is there a problem according to you? So there's no problem whatsoever. Why did the Bereise specify, Ro keri boy bayoim? Mashma boy bayoim, avo balayla loy. So you're asking a kashim in this baraisa? This baraisa is a raya to me. Shma mino, the time mishem duta letzarat utanam alakiru yoim. Lochib shita layochi the maidula bero keri beleil chesof akel. From that Gemara in Zvochim, the Gemara understood, if Ula said that the Bereis is a raya to me, since the Bereis is specified that he saw Keri Boy Bayoim, so we see from Ula, who was Mechadish, the longness of all the history, it's tough if the Heter was Chal first. If the Heter and Metzera was Chal first, then you say Hoyo. So Memelos, so therefore our Gemara, it assumed for a dover poshet that, so the whole heta by Yibum could only be noso meiso meis vachakach noso chai. Let us see the tap toisvis yeshonim, which is very yesodistic. It's a little of a guise, but Al Kaponim will be able to figure out what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Ki itzterich kro. So the Gemara answered that, do we need the posuk of Oleho? Lenoso meis umeis. Achar kach noso chai. Ve'im toima, heichi lokach. This is a mistake maker. Heichi lokach. That's a new Tosfos Yeshanim that's gedrut. He makes this guys. Heichi lokach achois zikukosoi. So Tosfos asks somewhere the kekasha. You're saying the posuk is speaking about that the posuk is speaking about. I need Oleo to tell me those noso meis umeis. Shnash is falling leyibun to him, and then he married a sister. So we say, oh, so how is he allowed to marry the sister? The sister is achoise kukosoi. Achoise kukosoi is also the yibum is zokuk to him, so he's allowed to marry the sister. Yeshloime shayna elami the rabbonon. Zik is a the rabbonon, achoise kuk is a the rabbonon. So that's no problem. We're talking about psukim. The posuk is talking about you're allowed to marry him. Avol kosher, but now Tosfos says a bomba of a kosher. Heiche, so what is the posik of Oleho speaking about? It says like this, the posik says, Ve'isha ala choysa leisikach litzroer Oleho bechayel. So isha ala choysa means that you're not allowed to take a chois ishtecho. Litzroer, you're not allowed to take the tzore sachis ishta, oleho b'mokim yibum. So the telling us, even though there's a mitzvah of yibum, you shouldn't take the erva, you shouldn't take the tzore. Now, the posik is speaking about that you shouldn't take the erva means, she became an erva after the nefila. So you say, hoil v'ishtri yishtri. Fine. So, on that case, that Isha lochoise, Yinala, we're speaking about a case of Nosa Meis, Meis, Vachakach, Nosa Chai. On that case, it says, the Isha lochoise, Lisikach, you shouldn't take her. Litzra, you shouldn't take the Tzora. Is the Kasha, is Shreklach. The Tzora, when did she become a Tzora's Elva? After Mises Habal. After Mrs. Yobosh, she became an elve, b'chayeho, he didn't marry her. He didn't marry the sister. He only married the sister after the husband died. After the husband died, so lemaise, so her tzore is the no more tzores together, not married. So how is there a case that a tzores elve is also? We just figured out that the case of the elve speaking about so she's an elve. I would think you're permitted to be miyabim. But says Oleho, b'mokim yibum, you're not permitted to be miyabim. Fine. But let's go further. It says, isha lochesa lesikach litzra. Not allowed to take the tzore either. The tzore? The tzore is, she's not a tzore's elve. If she became an elve, lacha mise. So they never were tzores together when she was an elve. Bechaye bailo, she wasn't an elve. La'acha mises bailo, they're not tzores. So where do you have a tzores achos isha over here? That is Tosfos kasha. Avol kosha, eicha mashkachas lo de peteres tzoroso. Alekiv in the loinasis achos ishta. She first became an achos isha ad shemeis ochiv. She first became an elve after Mrs. Bailom. In Kaylei Haisa Me'oilom Tzores Elve. So her Tzore was never Tzores Elve. Sharei Kshenosa. Okay, maybe you have to be Geiris Meis. Sharei Kshenosa Meis is when the Ach married her. Lei Haisa Tzores Elve Le'yovom. Shedain Lei Nochas Achais Ishtoi. That when the mace married her, she wasn't an elva then. And now they're not tzores anymore. V'yeshloima de'enochanami, de'elva levad kamina noche, de'navkalon mikro de'oleho. U'mikro de'litzroer, im'ata roitzo limtzer tzori, im'amashkachas lo benoso chai, v'achakach meis ochi, Shayanosi Achaisish. So Taisvis answers as follows. That means the Pasuk, Taisvis as follows. The Pasuk of Tzoras Erva Zicha speaking about that she became, that Bechaye Ochiv, she was an Erve, and the Tzoras also. That's the case of Litzrael. But that she was a Torah to Nerva Bechaye Yochiv. That's the case of Litzrael. We only had one problem. We had a problem. Aleho is coming to tell us that the Erv is also. So why do you have to tell me that? To tell me that the Tzor is also, that there's a din of Tzor is Erv, it's like you have to tell me that. I mean, I didn't know that there's such a Yisrael of a Tzor is Erv. This Pasuk tells me that the Tzor is Erv is also. So the Pasuk that tells me that Tzor is Erv is also speaking about when she became an Erv of Bechayel. So that she was a Tzor to an Erv. But the Pasuk also tells us that the Erv is also. Don't tell me that the Erv is also. That I can figure out with mathematics. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk that's telling me that the Erv is also is coming to tell me the case of Nosa, Mesa, Mesa, Macha, Kach, Nosa, Chai. And there's a head of Hoyle, Vishteri, Yishteri. That's what that Pasuk is coming about. The Pasuk that tells me that the Tzoras Erv is also is telling me when she was a Tzora to the Erv. So it's no problem. So now we have one mahalach in the Gemara that I need Oleho to tell me in a case of Nosa Mesa Mes Vachakach Nosacha. Now the Gemara says, I'll tell you another reason why we need the Oleho. A different mahalach. Osi ba'keishem mid Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina, there's a hekesh that Rabbi Yoina made. To omer Rabbi Yoina v'itayimer avun v'reid Rabbi Yeshua. Omer kro. The posuk says, ki kol, there's a posuk that's speaking about all the arayas. Then it says, ki kol asher yase mikol atoy eivis eilu v'nichesu. Is hukshu kol arayas kulon le'eishes ach. So all the arayas are hukish leishes ach. Ma eishes ach sharye. So the hekish all arayas. So now we can be makish all arayas leishes ach. Ma eishes ach sharye. Av kol arayas nam be sharye. That's what I would think. Kosev rachmona oleho. So now it says oleho that even the mokim yibum that eishes ach is muta, but the other arayas are also. Omalei Rav Acha midifti l'ravine, mifdei. Kol arai is fine. He said a beautiful teretz. You need Oleho to tell me that Achesish is also. Without Oleho, I would think that all arai is amuta, because we're makish all arai is teishesoch, just like eishesoch is muta b'mokim yibum, so all arai is amuta b'mokim yibum. But now I have a posik that Achesish is also. I have a posik that Eishesoch is muta b'mokim yibum. Now, what's with Chamoisoi? What's with Kalosoi? What's with Achoisoi? Now, all other rayas, I don't have any limud. I just know Achesish toy, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Eishesoch, there is a mitzvah of yibum. And now I have other rayas. Are other rayas similar to Eishesoch? Are other rayas similar to Achesish? So, you could be makish them to Eishesoch and say, just like the Torah was mat Eishesoch, mumokim yibum, hu adin. The Torah was Chamoisoi, Kalosoi. Vikalakashino lachisisha is my choses. The Akshis lachisisha. So how do you know to be makish to lachisisha and to say that all arayas are also b'mokinibum? Akshino leishesoch. Let's be makish leishesoch. So on this kash, the Gemara says two terutzim. Iboy yisayim alakula v'chumra l'chumra makshina. That means I have here two arayas by have two arayas by Yibum. I know that Eish Yisoch is Mutta b'mokim Yibum. I know Achais Ish is Osa b'mokim Yibum. Now I don't know how I should be makish all other arayas. So the din is Lekula v'chumre l'chumre makshina. Yiboy Yiseime Hoche Trei Yisuri v'hoche Trei Yisuri. A different cheshbon. Why we're makish all arayas to Achais Isha? Because Achais Isha is two isurim. Achais Isha and Eish Yisoch. V'hoche trei isuri. And Chamoise is also trei isuri. U'trei mitrei yalfinam. Trei mitrei yalfinam. Avol hoche chode isuri. Trei michode lo yalfinam. We don't learn out two from three. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. The boy is saying, it's the chaleho. The Eloi Kosve Avamine Taisi Yibu Machais Isha Lahat. I would think one would be permitted to be Miyaba Machais Isha Bekeisha Rabbi Yoine. The Omer Rabbi Yoine Ki Kola Sheyas Mikola Tebe Seilu Hukshu Kola Rai Zula Zu. Ulinyan Hero Konosiv Le Rabbi Yoine. Rabbi Yoine is speaking about Hero, that we learn that from Nida, just like by Nida is Mekoira Hero, so we learn Hero is also Schaif Koris. So by all Arayas, Hero is Schaif Koris. You don't need Marbia. Babo Yevimte. But Akoponim Rabbi Yoine was Megala to us that there's a Hekish. Achenami Avaminuk Shukulun Leishesoch. So I would think that just like there's a Hekish, lechumra, there's a Hekish lekule, and Hekish lemachze. Ba'av al gav dohoche chod isure vohoche trai isure, ein meshiven al Hekish. Loch yitzrich al leho, that's we need al leho. Michdei, kol arai is the masnis, mikol akshinu leishesoch, lahate yibum, mikol akshinu lachis ishe, da siri le yibum. The porat brokro al leho. My chos is that akshus lulach isisha kedektoni b'reish pilkin mach isisha meyuchedes. So maybe we makish teishesoch. So the Gemara says to terutzim either lechumre makshinam or trei isuri mitrei isuri yafinim later lo yafinim trei isuri mechad isuri. Now let us see Taisvis. Trei Isuri, Mechad Isuri, Lo Yalfinam. Bim Taima. Ula Rav Asi. So it comes out like this, that if there are two Isurim, we learn that from Achas Isha, there's no Din Yibum. And then there's one Isur, it's Mutter. Ula Rav Asi, Amai Peiteres Island is Sorosa. Rav Asi holds, that if you have an islandess who was Hikir boy, you knew she was an islandess, it's not a Kedushay Tois, he married her. So Ravasi, we had Ravasi on the Avgimelamet base, he holds that an islandess patas at Sore. But Chadisure, no, an islandess is one Issa. So Memele, so how can an islandess patas at Sore? V'yeshloima de mimonov shech ihi asire. That's poshet that an islandess is also. The Yalfinin Masha Tele Prat Lailanis. So we have a miut in the Parsha of Yibum, that the whole Parsha of Yibum that says that Eish Yisoch is Mutter is Dafke by Asha Tele the Eish Yisoch. But an islandess which is Mufke from Asha Tele, so I don't have the whole Parsha of Yibum, Prat Lailanis. So I know that she is also. That means there's no suffix about it, that she is also. Allahochi tzorosa nami asure. So if she is also, the tzor is also also. The Gemara was speaking about a different shaila. If an elve should be mutter. So the Gemara says, an elve chamoise kalosai, since that's trei sure. So we don't learn out, so we learn a trei isur mitrei isur, we don't learn trei isur mechad isur. So there was an Indian, we needed an erve of trei isure to know that there's no mitzvah of yibum, because if there wouldn't be the cheshbon of trei isure, we'd say it's dum yedei shesach. But here, if I have an Eishes Ach, that is also. So if it is an Eishes Ach, that's also, so Pata the Tzorah also. V'chein Eishes Ochim Shloi Hoyu Boilome, Ki Yeshvu Yachim Yachtov, Shoylem Yeshiva Achas Boilom. So also the same thing. So I know that she is also, because it's also a meet in the parasha of Yibum, Yishivachas Boilom. So Memele, so that's what Taisva says. That means the our whole sugi is speaking about how do we know that Chamoisei is also. But if you know that it's also, you have Giluyim from the parasha that it's also, so Zichapata Ratzo. Avokoshe, my time demand the polygad Ravasi. What is the svora of the Chaylikan Ravasi? We had, and I've given them based, Ravasi old Tzores Island is his potter, and but there's others that are Chaylik. I mean, if she's also, so why doesn't she patter the Tzore? Yeshloime, the Kivin, the island is Lav Bas Yibum, he Bishum Mokim, since an island is, can never fall a Yibam. Not only in this Nefila she doesn't fall a Yibam. And Erve is a Bas Nefila. So Memele know the Din Erve is Meineya the Nefila. So it says just like the Din Erve is Meineya from her, it's Meineya from the Tzor also. But an island is a Lav Bas Yibam. She's Bechlal a Lav Bas Yibam. Bishum Mokim. So her tzoreh is a din of a tzoreh elbe shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. That means, by her there's no mitzvah yibum in ganzen. She's mufke from yibum. So that's why he holds a dozen part of the tzoreh. Bleidomi islandis. Lechai ve'ese. The alfine the perik sheni lechalitze the chaylatzes islandes mieta kosa behedye lehavi bechlal heta eishes ach. Now we have to understand what Taisvis is asking and what Taisvis is answering. There's a gemara weiter. Chai v'ese, or chai v'laven v'ese. We're talking about, let's say, you have a Kohen Gadol, the brother of the Kohen Gadol died min ha-nesuin. So his wife is an almone, and his wife is a be'ula. And now she's falling le'yibim to the Kohen Gadol. Now the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to be miyabim her because ein esa deicha lo'isas v'esa. So the Gemara says further that Tais was asked that just like a chai v'lavim v'esa, the mufke from Yibum, after Pika and there's a din chalitze, so who a din? By an islandess. Now, I just like to be magdim, the precious drochim klerza shaila, by chai v'lavim v'ese, is there an eishes och, since there's no din Yibum? Should I say, since there's no din Yibum, because ein ese doiche loisase v'ese, so therefore, if there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so there's an issue. Do I say that since there is no mitzvah of Yibum, because in Esa Doichel Oisaseh Vesa Memele is an Isarei Shesoch, or do I say that since there is Chalitze, so there's a Zike, that there's no Isarei Shesoch? That is a Sofik in the Proshes Drochem. From the Rehites Loshana Toisves, Toisves seems to be saying that that is the difference between an islandess and a chai v'labim v'ese. An islandess, there's an eishes och. The islandess mieta kosa v'edid le'hav yibachlal heter eishes och. So therefore then there's no inyan of chalitze. Ma she'en kein b'chai v'lavim ve'eseh, since you don't have miyata kosa v'edyet, so even though there's no mitzvah of yibum, because in esa doicha lo isasa v'eseh, al koponim there's no isa reishes och, and therefore there could be chalitzah.